WTIC 1080 News on the half hour. And here is Chris Francis.
Thank you, Arnold. Good morning. There probably aren't many people who don't have some memory of longtime WTIC personality Bob Steele. His family says Steele died yesterday peacefully in his sleep at age 91. He said goodbye to his radio audience for what would be the final time just last month.
Time to say adios, au revoir, dos vidania, auf Wiedersehen, sayonara, and, well, you know, what I'm trying to say is bye-bye.
That was November 2nd, 2002. Steele's first day here at WTIC was October 1st, 1936. He was a Southern New England institution known for his wit, corny jokes, and meticulous pronunciation and grammar. His listening audience spanned generations. Speaking on a special Bruce and Colin show yesterday, Governor Roland remembered Steele, saying his passing marks the end of an era in Connecticut.
He's really probably the last legendary figure left. You know, there's really no old politicians left. Maybe, I wouldn't want to call Bill O'Neill old, but I would put him in that legend and lore category. But in terms of personalities and celebrities, clearly, I mean, he dominated for the last 50 or 60 years.
Steele was a champion of the goals of literacy volunteers. He had a Hartford Literacy Volunteer Center named in his honor. And his son, Phil, makes this request of well-wishers.
Instead of sending any flowers, we would appreciate it if people would make a contribution, a donation to literacy volunteers or to any worthwhile charity of their choice in his name.
Bob Steele retired from full-time duty in 1991, but was still heard one Saturday a month for most of the year.